that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, lots of diamond rings.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, and on the other side of the planet, out there on the left coast, is James Martinez. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. How are you?
By the way, I'm just coming up to speed with this thing. They just put the chat thing, as if you don't have enough distractions during a radio program. But this is a way for people to become interactive. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, right on the front page, RBN chat now available. You can ask the host on-air questions. Well, you won't be on the air. The host will, and he'll ask the questions that comes into the chat room. So just a little ditty. I've got to familiar my. This is all Greek to me. I got to familiarize myself with this deal. Hey, James, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm just seeing if you're going to familiarize yourself with the deal right now. So, is it that chat was just installed yesterday, today?
This morning. Actually, my programmer came in about 2:30 in the morning, and he's been working on this thing all night. The guy, I think, is half owl or something. He just keeps some really strange hours. At any rate, interesting things going on in the market. I hope you're paying attention. Ben Bernanke's throwing dollars from the helicopter apparently worked. Actually, it was a reduction in Fed rate, 50 basis points. That made the Wall Street boys happy. But guess what? Just as we predicted, James, and naturally stated because we knew, and we knew the reasons why, guess what? Everything else is still in the toilet.
What a surprise.
The dollar is weakest against Canadian dollar that has been in humpteen years. People are getting real edgy out there holding United States debt. Treasury notes, whatever. They're getting real, real nervous. And if I were the budget wizards in Washington, D.C., I'd be very concerned about how I'm going to run the government next year. Because George Bush, with his open-ended, preemptive, I'll strike anybody anytime after Al-Qaeda, we're there, we're going to win, whatever. I don't know what that means. We're in a war, ladies and gentlemen, with battle tactics. It's like two kids playing a war game. There's a lot of tactics, but there's really no strategy. If there were a clear-cut strategy, maybe somebody would scratch their head and said, you know what, I don't think we should go into Afghanistan and Iraq. We're there. We've created a mess. Civil war. Our troops are getting shot up over a million. And check this, folks, a million Iraqis, not just soldiers, men and women and children, non-military, about a million of them are dead right now. So, having said that...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, I am simply amazed. The more I ask people about what's going on, and you know, they hear a story, they get the spin, and they think they know the story. They don't know half of the story. They don't know the story at all, because we've got a bunch of people that really don't want to tell you the truth about anything. Put on a happy face. Just get in the rat mill, keep running, keep producing till you drop dead. And then we'll go get another fresh body to produce for us. That's the mentality, folks. You're just a consumer. You're just a digit, an entry on a page. You're replaceable as piston rods in one of Detroit engines in Michigan. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
T Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We serve no one by withholding information. We do not serve ourselves by refusing to investigate. Lack of information never assisted anyone. Accurate information allows us options. We can choose to take action based upon it or choose to ignore it. But knowing does not assist us, so put aside your preconceived notions, your psychological defense mechanisms, and your prejudices. Take a chance on remembering what could well grant you complete economic, emotional, and spiritual freedom. Any logics course will teach that we can have a completely logical system which reaches a logical conclusion, yet it is not true because it's based upon what? A false premise. The mind seems not to care of it if it reacts from something that is untrue as long as it feels certainty. So the best position in which to learn is from uncertainty, being in the question. And Werner Erhard once said, "Can we afford to be so arrogant as to pretend we know something we don't, the knowing of which could transform our lives?"
Well, I got a story for you just right when you, before we went to the break there. There was a gentleman that called through this show that I spoke to, and I hadn't really spoken much about this before because it happens, but it's not spoken about that much because
you figured out how to do that out there in the left coast? I feel minimized. I feel small right now.
So this gentleman I spoke to, His father passed away 6 years ago, and he actually called up and was discussing it with me. You know, he heard the show, and he has his own credit card issues, and I was talking with him about it. And then he added an extra on top of that and mentioned that his father passed away 6 years ago, and that Citibank decided to sue him over his father's credit card debt, which was $3,500. And on top of that, most people need to know that that does happen quite often. And it's not really because people think they do not have a responsibility to do that. But in fact, some states require that if they a parent dies and has accumulated credit card debt, especially that, they can go after the person right beneath them. And so if you have credit card debt and your parents die and they have credit card debt, suddenly you have twice the amount. And these guys went after this guy. And the debt was 6 years old, so it was at the end of the statute of limitations. They went after it for $3,500, and the account had already been charged off years ago, written off, charged off, circulated probably with collection agencies for a while. And then right at the statute of limitations, they send him a letter and then sue him. They're welcome to banking in America.
My goodness. His father has been dead 6 years. Is this the gentleman that you mentioned yesterday?
I spoke to a number of people yesterday, but this one actually called me later in the evening. Mm-hmm. And I've heard of these cases, issues before, but this one, because of the bank and the law firm and Citibank, which is the most aggressive, dirtiest bank in America, came and did this. And then not only did they come do that to him and sue him, they put a lien on his place, too. And the debt is 6 years old and has nothing really to do with anything. So they just decided to aggressively come after this guy. And that's what they do, people. Everybody's listening. This is what they're capable of. It is not uncommon.
You know, I mean, that's simply amazing to me because...
That means for everybody now that not only they want to stick you into the game and tie you in there and keep you there and make sure you feel like you cannot carry cash in your pocket ever and you have to use one of these cards, but your family that you may not even talk to or know or you have a great relationship, whatever it is, if they've got it too and they're in the machine, when they pass away, you're going to get some extra. So... Now it's, I mean, it's been this way, but they not only want you to go into debt, they want your family to go in debt, and then no matter what happens, they're going to still be making money off your life. Period.
You know, we were talking about U.S. banks. They brace for the storm surge as a dollar and a credit system reel. Ben Bernanke lowering the Fed lending rate 50 basis points. Fires up inflation, weakens us against the euro and other dollars, Canadian, whatever. Somebody over at Global Research must listen to this program because I've been talking about the bank and what has been going on over in England. By the way, this was very interesting. I have at a bank down here, I have a guy that works there. He was a manager. He got knocked back to assistant manager. They transferred him and somebody else took over the position. But he used to be in the gold and silver business. And I asked him, I said, well, why did you get out? And he says, have you seen gold and silver sales? This was before, not since it broke the 700 mark, mind you. Mm-hmm. But this guy, my wife is at the bank yesterday, and she was talking to him and said, did you see what happened with the banks over in England? And he had not a clue. Now, he's not a avid news watcher. He's in touch just about as probably as many people out there are. And being not in the gold and silver business anymore, you know, he doesn't have a real need to hawk the news every day to see which lie they're telling next. But he had no idea, and he works for a bank, what happened to Northern Rock. And I was simply amazed that he did not know that. But somebody over at Global Research must be listening here, because I've been talking about Northern Rock a lot, and a lot of people in this country aren't even aware of what had transpired over there. And the question that I ask... is with all of their assets, claimed assets that they have, And this is what I heard on a BBC News report. They had $23 billion on deposit. They have $113 billion in assets. This global research is claiming that they've got $200 billion. But the question that they ask in this, so why can't they pay out a paltry $4 or $5 billion to their customers without a government bailout? And when we say government, it was the Bank of England at the request of the government to go and bail out a bank. That was the question that I had, because that run over there, until people calmed down a little bit and saw that the money stores weren't burned down or gutted out or looted or destroyed beyond recognition. But the customers over there withdrew almost $5 billion out of those banks. But wait a minute here. If they're claiming $113 billion in assets and $23 billion just laying around on deposit, why would they need the help of the Bank of England to shore up their bank against a small run? That's the question I have, and nobody has been able to answer the question. Of course, nobody in the media over here is asking the question, because it is the same problem in England as in this country, as in Europe, as in Italy, as in Spain, all over the place. There is so much junk money out there running around. There has been so much repackaging of debt and slicing and dicing it off and putting it here and putting it there and putting it everywhere on the globe that they don't even have an idea how much lingering debt is out there. They don't even know. This is why the banks wouldn't loan to each other in this country. They reduce the lending rate, but the banks aren't loaning each other any money because they don't know what's on their books. Now, how's that?
That's right.
How's that for clarified banking, folks?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm amazed. I am simply amazed that the shenanigans that go on, and people are, well, George Bush said the economy was good. I heard somebody today say on the media that we're not in a recession. Excuse me?
Right.
Double-digit inflation, commodity prices going through the roof, dollar dropping against everything. And as I started to say earlier, my friend, is how is the government going to run itself next year? The IRS took in $1.2 trillion last year. Okay? Every penny of that went to service the debt that we have borrowed from the international banksters. And we're just trying to pay the interest rate on that money. The juice, as Guido would say, I need the juice, man.
Yeah. Right.
And where are they going to get the money? Because people out there aren't buying U.S. debt anymore, and it takes between $2 and $3 billion every single day to run this government. Now, keep in mind, folks, the government's a great distributor of your wealth through taxation, strong-arming, whatever, highway robbery, call it what you want. They're very good at collecting money, but there's one thing that the government does not do, and that's produce anything. They're supposed to be a symbiotic kind of leech that they function off of the goodwill and the money that we the people provide them. Well, we're not providing them anything, so they had to go out in the market and buy it. They had to sell it. They had to sell the idea. They had to get people, rather, to buy the debt from us. But it's going to, at just say minimally, $2 billion a day. Well, let's just round that out. Let's call it, with a few little pockets here of unseen obligation, let's call it $0.8 trillion next year that they need to float out there in debt worldwide to run our government. James, do you have any guesses as to where they're going to find the money?
They're going to keep recycling debts, and they're going to keep coming after people.
Well, but there's an old saying, and I think I used it yesterday, you can't get blood out of a turnip. So
we got a
bunch of turnips out there in the patch, and they ain't bleeding red stuff, where are they going to get the money?
Exactly.
Now, there's the question of the day, folks.
Where?
I mean, that, James, that's like, you know, I mean, they tell you never to loan money to your family members. That's like, I've lent my Billy Bob brother here so much money, and it's been so many years, and I never ever saw a dime back. Now, he's going to come up and ask me again, hey, brother, can I borrow a dime? I don't think I'm going to loan it to him. But we're not talking about our black sheep family members here. We're talking about a functioning government that's flat on its keister, and it has no place to get the money. Tax increases, can we say crank up the printing presses? Inflation?
Yeah.
It's already double-digit, folks.
Yep.
What are you going to do with your debt? We're going to talk about that also within this hour with my co-host, James Martinez. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Alrighty, we're back here, folks. Cash flow is the name of the program, or the lack thereof. That's why we're talking to you out there on your credit card debt. Up to your eyeballs in it, folks. Don't know a way out? Well, since my Left Coast broadcast partner out there has figured out how to work the blog, if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, right on the front of the page, you can jump on the blog and ask questions live on the air, but we've got somebody liver than a blog chat, Phil from San Antonio. Good afternoon, Phil. Thank you.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Hi. How you doing? John, first I'd like to thank you for doing so much out there for the public. I've learned so much since I've started listening to RBN. Been walking in a fog, and now it seems like I feel my eyes are starting to open up.
Well,
and I don't know where to start with some of my... couple of my questions, but
Let me ask you a question, Phil. Are you still reeling from what I call the 16-pound sled syndrome? And that is, folks, if you've never heard me use that term,
no, I never heard that term ever. What is it again? One more time.
The 16-pound sled syndrome. That's when somebody blindsides you, whacks you upside your head with Maxwell's super big silver hammer. And you see stars, you almost black out. It doesn't knock you out. You don't go down. But you run this gamut. You see stars twinkling around, and you're not sure where you're at, and you're coming out of that, as Phil just said, the fog. And you run through a series of emotions. Because when you start listening to this network, as Phil started to allude to, then you start finding out the truth. And people's reactions are almost always the same. First, it's one of disbelief. And then as they do their research and they find out what we're telling them is the truth, then they get a little angry, and then they get depressed, and then they go back to anger or some other, you know, psychological state. But Phil, did I describe that pretty well?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We did it for you. Okay.
But, you know, I guess, John, I guess the system that we're in is pretty much doing what it was designed to do. That's the only way I can look at it right now.
It is. It is doing exactly as designed. The problem is that we didn't know that the inherent flaw in their design is going to hand us what we're seeing today. That's what everybody didn't know.
Well, a couple of questions. First one being that, you know, living in Texas, from what I understand, I believe that if you default on payments and stuff, they can't put a lien on your house in Texas. Would that be correct?
I understand that in bankruptcy, they can't take your house down here. But as far as liens on a house, don't bet on it. I have a friend of mine, a doctor, a clinical psychologist, as a matter of fact, that the credit card company slapped a big fat lien on his house. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's not uncommon when people don't know what they're doing. But remember, they can't just do that. They got to file the court process. They got to go through. They got to get a summary judgment. Then they got to go through the process and check the civil code of procedure for the state and the county before they put a lien on your house. And then when they have the lien on your house, whatever money that you have coming in, whenever they want to, they can go whenever they want to your checking account. Service person that works at the law firm takes the judgments, goes to the bank, takes it to the manager. Manager says, oh, here, it's a judgment. They go into your checking account, boom, pull out whatever cash that is there to satisfy that lien.
Now, Phil, don't take that to the bank. We will verify and check that for Texas. Okay. It may be a little different here, but that's standard practice.
Okay, my next question, what about credit unions, if you owe credit unions?
It depends what type.
Okay,
it depends what type. Credit. Well, you can always settle those ones, okay? Most of the credit unions now,
credit
whether
union
they're federal.
Credit cards, too, you know?
Sure.
And I was just wondering if, because I always hear you talk about banks and so forth, but I was just wondering, well, where does the credit union lie in this?
Have little different rules. Most of those, if I speak to people and they've come in, they've got credit cards issued with a credit union, those ones can be settled dependent upon what type of credit union it is.
Even if it's my own credit union, does it matter?
Will you own it?
No, I mean, that's where I, you know, I keep my money there. But, you know, I feel like almost being robbed because we have,
Your feeling is correct.
Well, we not only that, we have a 401k with about, I mean, it's not a whole lot, but it was a nest egg. We were building about $200,000, and unfortunately, it's sitting in government T-bills, and I feel like, you know, they're just about ready to whack that clean.
Uh-huh.
And I feel no remorse about, you know, what they're about to do to me. It's like, okay, well. Good for the goose, good for the gander. You know?
Well, yeah, but the problem is that the government has contingency plans to keep functioning even during bankruptcy. And I'm talking about bankruptcy across the board, not personal bankruptcy. But they have contingency plans, continuity of government. They always plan on functioning. Now, on the other hand, you can't if you don't have any cash. You can't function. You're a candidate for a welfare rolls or something. I mean, it's not funny, but that's the reality of it. Let me ask you this. Can you get out of that 401k? Can you roll that puppy over?
Unfortunately, you know, the only way we can do it is if my wife quits her job, and she works for the government. And
biggest employer in the world, folks.
Yeah, there's nowhere else to put it. I mean, the only way I can see us getting our money out is if we take a loan against it, but that's only about maybe 60%.
Yeah, hey, hang on a second. You brought up some interesting points. It's cash flow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Stadtmiller. On the other end is James Martinez. This is cash flow. We're talking about, finances, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Bill, since the world's largest employer, the United States government, is probably going to stay functioning for a while, they'll beg, borrow, and steal if they have to keep things running. What branch of the government does your wife work in?
Well, it's Postal Service.
Okay, all right. Okay, chances are she's not going to get laid off because the mail must run.
I'm in the medical field.
I'm sorry?
I'm in the medical field.
Okay. It would sound to me, I don't know, it depends on your faith and trust. If the 401s are going to remain there and the government's not going to rob them like they did everybody's gold out of their deposit boxes back in 1933, I myself, if I had $200,000 and I could get 60% of that out and I could get a very, very low interest loan on that, then I might do that and I'd roll that into gold or silver. I would do that because I know what the return rate is going to be. It's going to be at least on the gold, very minimally. It'll be three times. So in other words, if gold is going for, say, $700 an ounce, you can bet your bippy, buddy, that it is going to go to at least $2,000, $2,100 without even breaking a sweat.
Well, you know, like what you were saying earlier, You know, I've been hit with that sledgehammer. It's just that the wife hasn't, so she...
Oh, she's still in the Matrix. Ah. Still out there.
She hasn't taken the little red pill.
Yeah, still delivering the mail to Neil, I understand.
Yeah. Well, but last thing real quick, just to let you know something. You know, we were almost out of debt. I had $3,000, about it, house, car. And sure enough, here came the platinum cards and the phone calls. And I mean, that's my fault, you know, for falling into it. But, I mean, they're pretty relentless as far as, you know, sucking you in, too. And I think this system was designed and we've been conditioned to be like this.
Well, and I've spent an inordinate amount of time going into the psychological aspects of this and being a good consumer here in the good old U.S. of A. You know, that's why I often ask the question, who are we? Are we just a digit out there, just a consumer, just an entry into somebody's books for what we consume? I mean, we gauge everything in this country by productions and gross domestic products and percentages on deals and this, that, and the other. It's all centered around money. Whereas in the past, money was a necessary evil in our lives. That was the medium of exchange. That was an exchange for service, for labor, or whatever. And that was a necessary evil, and everybody looked at it that way. But the Madison Avenue boys have been working overtime 24/7 for years and years and years, selling you the new paradigm. This is the new America, to keep up with the Joneses and to drive the latest cars and wear the best colognes and this, that, and the other. We have become a prepackaged, predigested society. It's somebody else's idea of who we are and how we conduct ourselves. And it's abhorrent. And I'm sure your wife, and tell me if I'm wrong, Phil, when they were getting these gold and platinum cards were being sent out, and well, how did that make her feel?
It kind of makes you feel euphoric and special.
That's
there you go. That's the answer right there.
Yep.
It's conditioning after years and years. That's exactly what happens. There's nothing there. It's like a placebo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I just sat there, and when you're looking at TV, I really don't look at it anymore. I'm more of an information hound.
They don't call it programming for nothing.
That's right.
Well, you know, I find it funny. If you just turn down the volume, the images speak volumes more than what they're telling you.
Yes. Right, because most communication is nonverbal. So shutting the TV off and watching the headline news, you can tell the person when they're reading the teleprompter by their little signature muscle movements in their face what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are incongruent because they know it's a bunch of lies.
Well, there's an example.
I want to hog up the line here, but I just once again like to thank you for this program, and I'm going to try to get as many people to listen to it as I can. And also, I guess all I have to do is go to your website, and then I can get more information and possibly links to James, correct?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Or you can just simply email the guy. He's there all the time. We have him chained in a basement in a dungeon in California.
I'm afraid that my wife comes out of the fog.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Yeah, if you want to get a hold of James, and there's an easy way to do it, he'll have an 800 number, I'm told, by Monday. And we've programmed your phones here, and those will be sent out to you very, very soon. But the current number that he has right now, and it's a working number, he pays his bills, folks. How? Because he got himself out of credit card debt. 310-201-6536 is the number. Or you can email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And again, that's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. There was a question that was on the urban survival. I like this guy. I don't like what he's written today because his buddies are trying to confuse him here and tell him that gold, well, by the end of the month, it'll be around the $700 range.
Now, what is it today?
I think it was at 7:30, 7:29 or 7:30 today. I'll have to check it. It's been fluctuating a little bit, but it's not going to come down. It's broken through that psychological barrier of 700. They cannot keep it down. That's why you initially saw oil going up, because that's a real commodity. That was something that was out there, and inflation, ladies and gentlemen, It affects these things. So as the dollar became weaker, buys less on the foreign markets, you know the drill. Then that's where you'll see the reflection in the cost of these commodities. But they tried their very, very best. They didn't want people looking for safe havens. They didn't want people looking for safe investment pockets out there. And without fail, folks, why do you think the standard of gold has been used for almost 6,000 years? There's a reason for it. Because it's an intrinsic value that holds its value. And as things go down, it naturally goes up. Well, you would think. But they sat on gold prices as a commodity price set in London, the gold fix. Little clue there, gold fix. They fixed the price of gold every morning out of London, and they kept it artificially low. As I said, gold right now, all things being equal, factor everything in. Gold right now should be at $1,800 an ounce. So you might see a little fluctuation in this thing. And I said at the beginning of this month, I said by the close of this month, you'll see gold steady at $725 an ounce. Wow. I think that's going to happen because today is, what, the 21st? Yeah, it shot up. I think it was almost at $740, came down a little bit, but it's stabilizing there. But one of the questions that were on Urban Survival, they emailed in a question. And the guy says, help, I can see how Fed's actions are causing inflation, i.e. gold and oil prices, etc. However, I still don't understand why. Do our lower interest rates look bad to the international market? Did the Fed do two actions at once, lower interest rates and print money? And he signs off, thanks, confused in Denver. The response to that was, our lower interest rates don't just look bad to international investors, they look butt ugly. whooped up with an ugly stick, how they say down here in Texas, outside our own borders. Now, let's say you're in China and you bought U.S. Treasury paying, say, 5% when the dollar was at 82 on the market basket. Today, the dollar is traded down to about 78.30. Let's do the math. 78.30 divided by 82 is 0.954878%. One minus, that means the currency swing overseas has just dropped the purchasing power of the Treasury instrument by 4.5%. Now,
wow.
Since this might happen in less than a year, and it already is happening right now, folks, you can see where the Chinese would be getting a little bit nervous. They have dollar-denominated instruments that can drop faster than the interest accrues. And the question is, are you following this? Now, on the second part of your question, no, the Fed didn't exactly print money. What they did was encourage others to print money. Now, when is money created? If I sell you a widget on time payment plan and charge interest, can we say credit cards, I am really creating money. So by lowering interest rates, the Fed is encouraging more borrowing and economic activity. Now, while it may not show up on the M1 or M2, and remember they hid the M3, and the M3, folks, is the actual dollar figures that they have out there circulating in the markets, okay? All the debt instruments that they've printed up to run the government, pay for the wars, everything else, basic government functions. Because remember, your income tax going into the government doesn't pay for any service whatsoever except the service on the interest on the debt that they have accrued with that open checkbook policy. So having said all that, you're really creating money. So by lowering the interest rates, now they're not showing you the M3. They hid that intentionally. Okay, Mr. Ben Bernanke did that because they don't want you to know how this is going to hyperinflate. Now, the corporate creation of money goes all out. Housing loans fire up a little bit, and inflation follows. Now, the art of being a Fed governor or chair is to keep things running by your own plan. This is, as our friend in San Antonio said, I think it's a plan, and you're right. Remember that we're in an invisible depression, and so the balance is delicate between hyperinflating and wild deflation. Now, I hope that helps some people out there, but it is a scam, and what we're telling you is how the funny money system, credit card banks, banks issuing credit cards, the whole debt money system works. And they're in serious problems right now. We are
real serious problems.
I can't even really draw an analogy to 1929. We had a depression with other shocks in the banking industry around 1937, 1938. But we were in a depression for 10 years. And there was no reason for it. The reason was, it wasn't that the government was massively out of control and they were running deficits that, well, just, you know, were just out of control. That wasn't the case at all. We weren't a debtor nation back in 1929, folks. We are the greatest debtor nation today. But in 20,
that ever lived in the history of history.
In the history of mankind, for any organized society, any civilization, we are the biggest gamblers on the face of the planet. Well, we're walking out the back door of the casino with our pockets turned out and the lint flying in the wind. We are not only broke, we're in debt up to our eyeballs. And here is the problem. How do you retire debt with debt, interest-bearing debt? Gee, James, if they can figure out how to pull that one off.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let me know. Because you know what? Yeah. I'll run for president on the platform that I'll balance the budget tomorrow.
Exactly.
And I'll probably get elected.
Right. Right.
But that's the scam. That's the game. And that's what you people have been caught up in out there. And it
yeah,
did.
So next time when you're walking down the street and you see the big, huge Citibank sign, it says, live richly, you better think again.
Well, we're kind of the E.F. Hutton on the block, folks. We carry a big stick and we whisper softly, but we tell you the truth. When we speak, people do listen. And I hope you're paying attention because the credit system, you don't see the flaws in the system. Everybody's bumping along good. You know, you run up stuff on your credit card. Hey, I'm not worried.
It's based on feelings, kinesthetic feelings. People have associations, their neuro associations between their money and how they feel. And that's why so many people, it feels okay to be 40 grand in debt. It's no big deal. Look at that shirt over there.
And
I'll have enough to pay for that next month.
And I'm laughing, folks. It is not funny because what we're describing is absolute insanity. But you're absolutely right, James. Ask anybody. Don't you feel better when you go out and buy something? I have never seen a woman yet depressed when she's out shopping for clothes, getting a new wardrobe, you know, getting the latest chic accessory, whatever. They don't look depressed to me. They look rather happy. And in normal times, that's okay because you can accrue a debt. You can accumulate the debt, rather. But you're still employed. The money is still flowing. You can still make the payments, and you can live your life of happy illusion. And everybody's fine.
Yeah, why not get 15% off when buying this shirt and get a credit card with the store?
And
benefits, too.
Exactly.
And then we'll really get you in.
But
you know, by the way, we only want you to buy from our store. We want to enslave you to the store as well.
Well, and you are shopping. Folks, the brand names out there, it doesn't matter. The stores, it doesn't matter. You are buying from the company store. I mean, think of it that way. You know, you're not going to Dillard's or you're not going to, you know, whatever. You are shopping and using the company store money. And it doesn't matter where you spend it. The result is still the same. Tell you what, let's go back to the phones here. Ken in Tennessee. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I have two questions. First of all, I've been following this topic and this subject for quite a while, and the gist of the answer to the question of what should we do right now is seems to be pay off debt and buy as much hard currency as possible, as in gold and silver. Is that correct?
Or if you're inclined to get into the other commodity markets, I guess oil wouldn't be a bad investment because they're making squeaks like it might go from 100 to 150 a barrel. So you already know there's going to be profit in that deal.
Absolutely. Considering our government's history of confiscation of hard currency and or, you know, the making illegal of owning hard currency, I'm a little bit worried about buying in bulk from someone where there could be a paper trail of my owning a lot of gold or silver. Does that make sense? Should I be worried about that?
Yes and no. Yes, because the government, when you make purchases, of course, they know your neighbor policy. Remember that one? When you go into a bank and any transactions, at one point it was over $1,000 that the Fed can track and trace and see if you've been naughty or nice, whatever. They just want to know what consumers are doing out there. But possession, remember this, possession is 9/10 of the law. You buy that gold and then you stuff it someplace. Okay? You stick it someplace where they can't find it.
Ever.
Ever. Okay.
Okay.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, so if I were to buy, you know, a bulk lot of gold or silver or some other hard currency, then you would suggest that it needs to disappear. And I would just feel comfortable if there were no paper trail of that even that transaction even having taken place.
Yeah, unfortunately, when you buy larger sums like that, it is going to be traceable. But again, it's not going to matter. I would like to see the goon responsible when the system goes belly up, knocking on people's door asking for their gold. I'm not going to give them gold, but I'll give them his lead and a lot of it.
But we have, there has been a precedent for that in our past.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, take a look at March 9, 1933. What
exactly.
What did Franklin, Delano, Roosevelt, New Deal, chicken in every pot, Roosevelt do?
If I'm not mistaken, citizens back in that time period, while perhaps not PhDs, that's a little more aware of what was going on in the world. They kept up with politics. They kept up with the actual things of our government. And I think compared to today's climate, the average citizen walking today.
Hey,
Ken. Survivor 18.
Hey, Ken, do me a favor. You're in the hills of Tennessee, I'm going to assume. Do me a favor. Walk up the hill a little bit. I'll keep you during the break because we missed what you said. Your cell phone broke up a little bit. And I have a suggestion for you when we get back from this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back. Short segment here, closing out this edition of Cash Flow. Ken, I would make a suggestion to you. It sounds to me like you're either thinking about or you're already in the commodities market, gold or silver. Robbie Noel, that's on Republic Broadcasting, does a show on this network 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 Eastern, and called The Flip Side. Now, Robbie is the chief broker for Republic Trading Group, and you can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the little icon, and it'll take you right to his site. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because beware, folks. You do your shopping out there, okay? When you're buying commodities out there, always check with all the brokers. Now, there's some gold and silver companies that they'll charge you a 30% pleasure of doing business with them, minimally, okay? A lot of them will get you on the collector coins type deal. There is, and I know this for a fact, because Republic Trading Group is an arm of Republic Broadcasting, but there is a deal out there that no more than 10% on any deal out there, and I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's collectible coins. I don't care what it is. But chances are you're going to get 5% or less on any gold and silver deal out there, which is a screaming deal to begin with, no strings attached. Many people have asked me, and we also can roll over IRAs, your retirement accounts. We can roll those over, get you out of them, and get you into safer haven. But the point is that by doing this, folks, you're going someplace where it is absolutely positively going to be a hedge against anything, that any eventuality out there in the marketplaces. So if you go to Eagles Up, and that's what he calls it, I never understood why he called it that, but eaglesup.com, or go to republicbroadcasting.org, the website, and just click on the little gold coins you see spinning around there. It'll take you right to Robbie's site, and he has tons and tons and tons and tons of financial news up there. And any questions you might have for this guy, give him a call, 800-691-7898. And I'll tell you the reason, Ken, why I did this. I got tired of the gold and silver whores out there. If you hear their commercials, if you had a choice of taking $50,000 in gold or $50,000 in cash and you couldn't do anything with it in 5 years, what would you do? That's a well-known commercial out there that you're seeing on TV right now. The reason why they use that 5 years is they charge you such a premium for doing business with them that their guess is you have to stick around for a few years to make the thing pay off for you. Now, folks, check your sources out there. Shop around. Be a careful shopper. It is your money. You don't have tons of it, so make the wise investments.
Exactly.
Ken? I guess he dropped. Did Ken drop? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess he was down in the holler there in Tennessee. At any rate,
his cell phone cut out.
Yeah. So at any rate, folks, I mean, it is always a buyer beware market out there. I mean, you've heard that before, and you know it's true because you've been stung, haven't you? Haven't you gone into a car dealership, sat down with Mr. Glad Hand and Smiley Face, and, well,
that's what it's all based on.
he saw you coming. He saw you rubbernecking through that lot. Oh, look at all those shiny little cars. Get you in a little cubicle in there and ask you the important question. Well, how much do you want to pay per month? What can you afford? And then he goes back and makes the deals with the financial guys there. Folks, they can see you coming. So bottom line, beware, shop hard. Shop often, and then do the right thing. Hey, it's Friday, James. I will see you, sir, Monday.
Right on, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Okay, that number for him, 310-201-6536, or getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Talk to the man. We'll see you all Monday.
Take care.
It's true.